The word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is the Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Odey.
Hallelujah. Welcome to yet another Moment of Impact, and I'm your host, Pastor Abraham Odey. I want to still continue with the series on prayer, and today I'm going to talk to us on the prayers for healing and deliverance. I'd like you to know that there is Bible injunction for us to pray for the sick, and they will be healed. He said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." One of the signs is that we will lay hands upon sick people, and the sick shall recover. I'd like you to understand that God desires that we should pray for the sick. I'd like you to know that prayer is also another antidote for sickness and diseases. Sickness and diseases can be addressed in the place of prayer. I'd like to start with the book of James chapter 5. I read from verse 13 of it. Look at what the Bible says there in James 5:13. He say, "Is anyone among you suffering?" He say, "Let him pray." The old King James put it, "Is anyone afflicted? Let him pray." So affliction could be in form of sickness, diseases, and he put it like a question mark. And in an answer, he say, "Let him pray." Is any cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is any among you sick? He said, "Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." He said, "And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he had committed sin, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespass to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." There is healing power in prayers. I'd like you to understand that when we pray, we invoke the healing power of God in the place of prayer. Healing and deliverance can be released in the place of prayer. If you know how to pray, you have what it takes to deal with sickness and diseases. You have what it takes to deal with demonic oppression. There are some sicknesses and diseases that have terrible demonic root. And such kind of afflictions, microscope cannot be able to check it out. All the gadgets and instruments used for testing cannot be able to dictate it. Why? Because they are demon-oriented. There are powers that are behind such. But I'd like you to know that in the place of prayer, you can deal with all such. Hallelujah. Look at what the Bible says. Say here in the book of Luke chapter 4, reading from verse 38. He said, "Now he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife, mother, was sick with a high fever, and they made requests of him concerning her. They know that he has the power to heal her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose up and served them." He rebuked the fever, spoke to it, and it what left her. I'd like you to know that when you pray, you gain mastery over sickness, over diseases, over demonic affliction. In the same scripture, verse 40 of the same Luke chapter 4, he said, "When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them." He laid his hands on everyone and healed them. "And demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, 'You are the Christ, the Son of God.' And he rebuked them. Do not allow them to speak, for they know that he was the Christ." I'd like you to know that when you pray, you deal with sickness and diseases in the place of prayer. Prayer brings healing. Prayer brings deliverance. Prayer breaks the backbone of the enemy. I remember a story of something that happened with me several years back. I was preaching And then suddenly, after I ended my message, I broke down and could not stand up again. I sat where I was and couldn't stand up. I had an attack, a hernia attack, and my scrotum swelled. It was so bad that I couldn't move at all. I was in terrible pains. And while that was happening, some of the brethren that were around me decided to pick me and take me back home. While they were on the way, someone suggested, why take me home? They should take me to the hospital. A brother there insists they are not taking me to the hospital because this is not normal. This is demonic. They must take me home and pray for me. So they took me home and surrounded me. I was in pain, very helpless, surrounded me and prayed earnestly for me. In the course of that earnest prayer, I was rolling with pain. It was such a pain that I was finding it difficult to contain. I just did not open my mouth to insist they should take me to the hospital. They kept praying and prayed and prayed and prayed. After, when it was late into the night, they left and left me with some of the brethren who stood by me and were still praying. And that night, suddenly in the midst of the prayers, I was knocked into a deep sleep. And while I was sleeping, I saw myself dreaming. And in the dream, I saw angels performing surgery on me, removing that hernia growth. And it was like a screen right in front of me. By the time it took some time, and they were done and sutured me back, suddenly, I sprang up from my sleep, only to discover that physically, that swollen, that growth, that hernia had disappeared physically. The power of what? Prayers. And I tell you, this is over 20 years now. I've never had need to go for a hernia operation. It left me permanently. It left me to this day. I was healed automatically because of the power of prayer of faith. The Bible said the prayer that is prayed in faith will make the sick person well. If we know how to pray, we can break the backbone of affliction with prayers. He said, is any afflicted? It's a question. He answered it by saying, let him pray. If you pray, you deal with affliction. I declare in the name of Jesus, receive the grace to pray prayers that will terminate sickness, diseases, affliction, demonic oppressions in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the passion and the fire of God for prayer in this dimension come upon you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'd like you to know that God, with whom we serve and with whom we deal, is a God of signs and wonders. In Matthew chapter 8, verse number 16, the Bible says, when evening came, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast the spirits with one word and healed all who were sick. All. I'd like you to take note of that word. He healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. I'd like you to know that in the place of prayer, sicknesses are dealt with. Infirmities are dealt with. Jesus came across a woman who was bent double, and she was bent double by the spirit of infirmity. It was a spirit, a stronghold that bent her double. Maybe if you see her walking that way, you will have a biological explanation for it. You will say this is arthritis, maybe hereditary arthritis that must have bent her double. But I want you to know that Jesus saw that, and Jesus looked at the woman and spoke to her, "Woman, thou art loose from your infirmities." It means she has been bound. She has been tied. So that sickness was not just medical. That sickness was first of all demonic. And as a result, it bound and tied her. For 18 good years, she has been suffering. Even though they reacted that he did it on the Sabbath day, he said, shouldn't this woman whom Satan has bound? So you can see it clear that it was satanic sickness, satanic bondage that kept her bound in sickness. And Jesus saw the satanic bondage and spoke to it, "Woman, thou art loose from your infirmity." In the place of prayer, we fight spiritual warfare. In the place of prayer, we bind, we lose, we cast down imaginations. In the place of prayer, we destroy the strongholds of Satan. In the place of prayer, we fight a good warfare with the weapons of our warfare. In the place of prayer, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and with powers. And by the time that is done, demonic forces that sponsor sicknesses and diseases are paralyzed. And that is why you agree with me that when you pray, prayer brings solution to sickness and diseases. I pray in the name of Jesus that you receive the passion and the fire to continue to pray until something happens. To pray until the powers of hell bows out in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive that fire to continue in the place of prayer and put the devil where he belongs in Jesus' name. God bless you real good for connecting to this broadcast. I pray that the hands of the Lord will rest mightily upon you. God will cause his countenance to shine upon you. God will give you peace and joy and cause you to receive result in the place of prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Until I come your way again, I'd like you to keep listening to Worshipers Radio. God bless you.
If you wish to learn more about Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Odeh, go to worshippersradio.com/programs and you will find all the details you need.